Here in Boston, we're getting ready for a long weekend. Monday is Patriots Day, a holiday here in Massachusetts, recalling the start of the American Revolution. It's also the day when runners take on the 26-plus miles of the Boston Marathon. 3 years ago, of course, twin bombs went off near the finish line. It'll be some time before that trauma will be erased. But this next story is focused on something else, or rather, someone else. On Monday, the men's winner in 2013 and 2015, Lalisa Desisa, will be back to defend his title, and his fellow Ethiopians will be watching with great interest. That includes two Ethiopian Americans on the high school track team in Cambridge, just across the river from our studios. Here's the world's Jeb Sharp.
I thought that was over.
Yeah. Scott, can I put my jacket in your car?
Sure. Every Saturday morning, the high school distance runners meet here at Fresh Pond in Cambridge. They banter with their coach, Scott Cody, for a few minutes, and then lope off into the suburbs for a long run.
It's a nice bonding thing. The idea is hopefully they don't go out on too much on Friday night to get home early, get a good night's rest, do a nice long run, and it's a commitment thing.
Two of the most committed runners on the team are Isu Alamsegud and Daniel Ashale. They met in middle school, both recent immigrants from Ethiopia, learning English, trying to fit in. Danny loves the sense of belonging running gives him.
I like just like running with a group, just talking about like our life, joking around, laughing, and I feel like running is like a part of me. Like, I run every day, like, no days off. The coach, everything just, like, makes me happy.
His friend Isu was going to play soccer at the high school, Cambridge Ringe and Latin, but Danny persuaded him to try cross-country instead. Isu almost quit after his first practice. It was so grueling. But he's grown to love it, too, the competition and the social life.
Being with a team is, like, really, really helpful because they help you with, like, everything. Like, if I needed help with, like, homework or anything, I would just talk to them and they would help me.
The two runners are seniors now, but their coach, Scott Cody, remembers when they turned up as freshmen 4 years ago.
And I'm like, oh, here are these two freshmen. They didn't really say anything. 2 weeks later, one of the seniors was complaining, do you need to talk to these guys? They're running too fast. They're pushing in all the runs. And I was like, sorry, these guys are, they're really talented.
He says it makes sense that their Ethiopian heritage is a big motivating factor.
The top athletes in Ethiopia, they're runners, so they actually looked up to runners, whereas, you know, most American kids don't really care what runners do. So I think that was a big part of it, that, wow, this is something I'm culturally that we're known for and I want to be really good at.
Cody likes to tell the story of how Isu visited Ethiopia a couple of years ago and came back with Ethiopian shirts for the whole team. The Cambridge runners were quite the sight, apparently, showing up at meets in Ethiopian colors. They'll be out in force again on Monday to watch the marathon. Danny and Isu will be cheering for fellow Ethiopian Lalisa Desisa as he tries for a record third win after his triumphs in 2013 and 2015.
The one thing I want to see is, like, Ethiopians win, but I also want to see, like, a good race from, like, everyone.
Isu has a sobering memory of the 2013 race when the bombs hit. His mother was at the finish line but left before the explosions. Isu was out watching the race with teammates. They had run part of the course, and his mom was frantic trying to find him.
She thought I was still there, so she was, like, calling me and crying. And I didn't have my phone on me, so, like, when I came back from running, I had, like, a lot of missed calls.
Isu says what happened in 2013 isn't something you ever forget. But he takes heart from the love that has been showered on Boston ever since. For Danny, the marathon has become a personal goal.
I want to run the marathon. This is where I grew up, and I know the places. I want to be like the people this season, and I want to win the marathon one day.
For these young immigrants, the marathon has become a potent symbol of their intersecting passions for running, for Ethiopia, and for their American hometown. For The World, Jeb Sharp, Boston.
Wait, I'm doing eight.
Hey! What? How is this the longest one?
The one day.
What am I doing?